can't make it here, you can't make it nowhere. And I think that's for most cities, but it's something special about Detroit. Detroit is like, Detroit should have been named Open Arms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like I was telling you, as far as investors coming here, and they capitalize so fast, and they shoot major moves. You know, they get plugged right in. It's like, where can you go and do that at? You know, where can I go and just get plugged in somewhere immediately? You know, I mean, even the little outer little cities, Flint or Ypsilanti or like Livonia. You know, you can start anywhere in the D. Hamtramck, Highland Park. You know, so it's a lot of opportunities here, and it's more opportunities here is what I like now.
Yeah.
You know, that people don't realize because it's been so smothered for so long, but now it's even more opportunities in the D. That, you know, we so accustomed to be like, you know, the D, you know, for people who poverty stricken, like it's a foot on you. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, we have to shake that off kind of and realize that it's full speed ahead right now in the D. I mean, like my brother was telling me yesterday, like, we passed the millions. We supposed to be on a $1 billion product, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I like to get to the millions still. He like, no. He like, black people pass millions. We supposed to be billionaires.
Yeah.
And that felt good to hear, you know?
Yeah, like, it ain't nothing wrong.
First million,
we're
shooting for that. Yeah, he like, you know, we didn't touch so much money that we actually supposed to be having billionaire conversations, you know?
That's real.
And I'm like, that felt good to hear that. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm like, you know, I know that, like, that faith of a mustard seed, just a little drive. You don't have to have all this great drive. You don't have to be doing it on a big scale. You could be doing hair strand. You know, just a little here and there that is going to add up. Yeah. And that's kind of where I'm at now, because I know a lot of my opportunities have passed me up. I've hesitated. And so that's why I'm anxious right now to just start doing little stuff. That's where I'm at. Because on the big scales, it wasn't happening for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to save up 50 bands and lose. You know, because the harder you work to make it, the harder they're going to work to take it from you. That's why all the billionaires hiding everything. They ain't hiding. You know what I'm saying? So you have to learn money. You have to learn how to manage it. That's, I think, more important than making the money is learning how to handle it. You know, because anybody can get $1 million, but what you going to do with it? You know, like, it's a lot of people that's been really successful. $100 million 1 year, next year they're at the shelter. What happened? Didn't know how to manage it. So I believe that is important, learning how to handle your money.
Well, so
for all of us. That's why, as babies, like, I'll talk to my mom, and she like, all we know how to do is spend. We just consumers. You know, I'm like, huh? Yeah, she like, they didn't teach us nothing about money. You know, we didn't even know what money was. We get it in our hand, we spend it. That's all they know. You know, they didn't know $5 here investment, $5 here investment, you know, long term. You know, we just living for the day.
Oh, that's real.
Chicken on the table. You know, we got a roof over our head. It might even have a roof leak in there. We still got a roof. So that's how people would know. And you know, they bless people too, because money is problems, of course. More money, more problems. Meaning that, you know, that's why you have to learn how to manage it. If not, it'll drive you nuts. If you got $100 million right now, you know, we'd be thinking, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be... You'd be losing it.
Yeah.
If you got $100 million cash right now, you'd be in a bad situation because you don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
You know, that's like acquiring a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they notes. That's why they notes, they mean something. They letters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The average person don't understand that, would never know how to handle money. You know, like my brother was telling me yesterday about, like, if you was exchanging a property, it has to be a dollar amount. And I'm like, well, like, you cannot give a property away free. Just get somebody to type like it's yours. Even a dollar, that's what I noticed. Like, when they buy or they give away $100 million properties for $1, because it has to be a dollar amount. And I didn't know that. Like, why is they getting this big old property for $1? Because currency has to be exchanged. You know, so you learn different things every day. And, like, building them nonprofits or whatever to where you access, and the city will give you properties if you start a nonprofit.
No, that's real.
So, you know, like,
you feel a discount rate.
Man, so that's a beautiful thing to know. You know, we out here trying to say we looking at the properties at $600,000, but if you just start a nonprofit, they'll give it to you. Like, huh? So that's good to know, too. You know, information is valid at this point. When you're trying, it's not even about the money. It's about the knowledge. And that's what I'm learning. You know, because you can have all the money in the world and not make it.
Yeah, that's real.
So the knowledge is more important than the money. You know, that's why I guess they say the man make the money don't make the man.
Yeah.
because if you got the knowledge, you are already successful.
I just wanted to ask you, you know, because you on the road. And it was something that you were saying earlier, and I just kind of want you to kind of go back into because it was motivating. I ain't gonna lie to you, okay. And I feel like it'd be motivating to the listeners. But you was just talking about, you know, just going through adversity. You feel me? While trying to come up, you gotta understand that, you know, take on the little opportunities, accept the little opportunities. You feel me? And you feel me? Like, be able to pick yourself up and just understand it's just gonna come with this.
You know, I feel that way too, because when you look at, you know, the adversities, it's so much that could be against you, you know, but you got to be focused, because that's what I noticed. Focus ability,
yeah.
You could do anything, and that's real. You know how we feel like, you know, I can't do small things, but focus ability,
yeah.
You can do anything, and that's what I'm learning. That's what I'm trying to show my son, that no matter what it is you want to do, that's what I'm telling him. I don't care if the world is against you. No matter what it is you want to do, if you stay focused, it's going to happen. It's gonna happen, you know, and that's what we have to learn. Like even us as spiritual beings, when you speak something in the air, it'll come to pass. When you say I'm gonna be an astronaut, yeah. And you keep at it, you're gonna be an astronaut because you already programmed. No matter what the adversities is, I'm gonna be the best builder in the world. You keep speaking it and keep working at it, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And that's what I learned. You know how some people tell you, I don't care how good you is. It's never going to happen for you. And it's going to be more of that because it's fear. And you know, the most successful people don't like competition. So when they see you on your grizzly, they're going to be like, man, it's not for you. They're going to come at you real hard because they're trying to shut you down. And that's what I learned. No matter what you're doing, athlete, singer, promoter, you know, construction, investor, you know, the opposing team going to always come at you like, when you step on that court, they're going to be looking at you like, you need to go back home. Because you ain't about to win this. You know why? Because they scared all day. You know, because they see that. They see that drive. They see that bull coming at them. They're like, they don't want to be shaking. So, they, you know, they got their fronts up. Like, you know, we're going to shut this thing down. But yeah. when the bull coming, they're getting out the way. They're getting out the way. And that's real talk. But they got to have their fronts up. And they want to try to install that fear in you. And that's what I noticed about my own situation. I was wondering, like why everybody used to be against me on jobs. People coming at me like mad men. I'm helping them out. Yeah. I'm like, why y'all coming at me like that? I never understood it. Because they seen something great. And they didn't understand it. Because if they did, they would have jumped on a wagon. You know, if I see a train coming and I can get on, I don't want to get ran over. You know, so yeah. I understand that, you know, that sometimes we hurt each other unknowledgeably. We don't understand, you know, the way the system being created. Crabs in the barrel, you know, ain't nobody getting out. You know, so that's what I understand as far as when your mind, your eyes open up, whatever you can do to push the next person. Because most of them are already on the edge already. You know, you already got what it takes to make it. You just need that little encouragement. Man, I see you out here. It's looking good, man. I can see you doing great things. You know, and a lot of times we just been so programmed to be like, yeah, that ain't gonna work. Give it up, man. I don't care what you do to government. You know, Bill Gates, they ain't gonna see you. You know, but it's just programmed. I would say illiteracy almost, because you speaking something you don't know about. You know, or you speaking hate or something like that you really don't even understand. Why you even speaking it? You know, so research, I know, is very important for all of us. Research is very important. Like, do your due diligence. That's the most important thing, I think, before you do anything. Learn about it. You know, just don't take somebody's word for it. Always get second, third, fourth opinion, because they're all going to be different. And now you can put them in a box, and, you know, the right one going to come out is how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, a lot of times we get discouraged, and or something you may want to do something, you can't figure it out, then it just come to you later, instantly. You're like, that's what it was. You know, I'm trying to figure this thing out all over the place. Then one moment, I got it. You know, it might take you years, and you're like, I can't come up with the answer. And then it just lands on you. You're like, wow. So that's why I say keep at it, because it's going to happen no matter. It's going to happen no matter for you, you know. And I think it's a beautiful thing for us to know that we already got it. And the world is kind of created to keep you away from the goal. It's like, you know, we were born leaders, you know. And so the average person at a young age, they start feeling like, I'm nothing. Like, people don't really feel important no more. You know, I'm like, what's going on with that? You know, if we born leaders, and we powerful people, why is we feeling so discouraged? You know, which is difficult. You know, how you got a bunch of leaders or kings and queens in a room that's feeling like peasants? They don't even add up to me, you know? Program. Like I say, program, because if you know you're great from a young age, you're going to do great things. But if you feel like you're a nobody, your life is not valuable. You're waiting on it to end, pretty much. You know, I think that's got something to do with suicide. I'm not trying to go there. But yeah. I think that people, just their value has been so belittled. They don't feel no value when they're worth more than anything in the world, but they feel less than a peanut. You know, and that's discouraging to know. So, you know, for everybody, keep your head up, stay strong. You know, don't stop, don't fight. I don't even care if you got a, you know, one leg, you got to crawl to the battle, you know. And you're feeling like you're not going to win. You already won. God won it for you. All you got to do is show up. The battle already been won. All you got to do is show up. In any situation, that's why most people don't go to interviews. Most people don't go to business meetings, whatever it is, because they feel defeated.
Yeah.
But they don't know. When you show up, you already won this. Even if it's not this one, it's going to be the next one.
Because they never expected you to even be there.
So don't never give up, you know. Because you're going to get it eventually. As long as you keep ticking, it's like the turtle in the rabbit race, you know. He kept moving and he won. No matter how fast the opponent was, he kept moving, he won. And so that's what I'm noticing too. No matter what it is in life that you're trying to do, long as you don't stop, you're gonna win. I don't, like, even the guy who did Kia, they was talking about the Kia furniture guy, that his story was so horrible, you know, he didn't think he was gonna make it. Nobody, if they even seen his story, they say, no, this guy would never, ever. And look how successful he is today. And those stories are so encouraging. I think a lot of great entrepreneurs have that, moguls have them kind of story. They have the most horrible stories. So I think that could be encouraging to people who got a way more and don't even understand it. Like, you know, like we have a lot. You know, yeah. We have health. That's more important than anything. You got billionaires out here that would want your kidney.
Yeah. You know. Big facts.
You're trying to get successful, and they're like, no. You know, I need the health. Give me the health. You can have a success. I just want to be able to breathe clear. You know, so I think it's a lot of different obstacles that, you know, more or less fortunate people have to understand that you already got it, you know, and their job is to make you feel like you don't. And I'm a prime example of that, you know. And the way I feel right now, I'm getting somewhere. I'm going to get somewhere, you know, and I'm more patient. I'm settled. I mean, even if I never be successful, long as I got happiness, you can't buy it. Happiness.
Facts.
So no matter how much money I got, if I'm not happy, I'm losing. If I'm unhappy, I'm losing. No matter how much money I got. So that's where I'm at. You know, as long as I'm happy and I'm healthy, I'm successful. That's how I feel. You know, because money, if you can't manage it, it's stress. You're gonna lose it. Yeah. So, you know, work on anybody who's trying to get money, learn how to manage it first. Because you can have all the money, like even biblically, what good is you to own the world and lose your soul, your spirit, corrupt? But you know, people look at you like you something great, but inside you don't feel that way. What good is that? You know,
that's real.
For people who don't have nothing but feel great, I go this way. But for people who don't have anything but they feel like, you know, rebels, kings, but they don't have a peanut, and they feel better than a king. You know, so I think that's got a lot to do with, you know, spirit, soul, the way you feel, you know, drives you. Like, if you get around people who got money, they feel great. You know, just even knowing they got money, you know, they feel good, and that keeps that drive up. You know, it's not too many obstacles in their way. They're not waking up trampling over ideas and you know, going through a bunch of obstacles. They already, we got it. They just like, it's phases. We doing this. They just knocking down walls constantly, you know, which builds them up. You know, that's why I say small things.
Yeah.
You know, like I tell a lot of my friends, you know, they be talking about all these great business adventures. Sell toothpicks. I can go in the backyard, chop some wood down, sell toothpicks and become rich. You know, even the toothpick man is a millionaire. So on levels like that, you know, and it's good to share the information. That's another thing I noticed. People withhold information. Mentally unsuccessful.
know, because our quote is sharing is caring. And when you hold things back from people, you hold yourself back.
You know, or it's a lot of business moguls that their time is valuable. They're not getting on the phone unless you got 20 or 30 stacks. 5-minute conversation, I need 20 stacks. Like, what? But it's going to get you somewhere, which I understand, and I would never come against that. You know, because I understand that time is money. And that's why some people don't have the time. That's why some people don't realize, you know, us, they always talking about, where you at? What you doing? And so a lot of people don't realize how valuable time is, you know. And that's why, you know, people with money, their time is, you know, scheduling. You want to talk to me next week at 5 o'clock? You ain't there. You see me in years from now. They don't even reschedule you. You miss this appointment, you're done. You know, because their time is valuable. They have no time to waste. You know, because they know how important their time is and how valuable it is. And they're not wasting it for no one. No matter what the numbers are, they don't have time to waste. You miss that first appointment, stick a steak, stick a fork in you because you like a steak that's done. And as they say, you can't refry chicken. If you do, I don't think it's going to have that great taste that you're looking for. Like refrying a steak, it ain't going to happen.
So, well, that's real.
On levels like that, you got to be that time, that being on time. You know how most of us is late. You know, we always late. It's like we last minute. We know we got to be somewhere at 10. We wake up at 9, take us half an hour to get ready. We got to eat. Then things pop up. That's why I notice people who about their business, they super early. They super early because their time is important, and they need their money, and they don't have a second. They like, can I come 10 minutes early? Can I be there 5 minutes early? Because they know that anything can pop up, you know. And now you missed it. You can miss it. Like somebody's important time. You had a business meeting 2 minutes late. Guess what? Cancel.
Yeah.
You're like, huh? And you're like, I'm not late. Yes, you are late. And their time is valuable. They're already on a plane out the country. You know, you mad in the parking lot because you know. Yeah. You just spent your little time and money to get there. They're like, no, gone. Catch me if you can.
All right, well, on that note, we just pulled up to the spot, to the job location.
Man, that's what's happening.
Man, I appreciate your words of wisdom, man.
Not a problem. Anytime, man.
Man, let them know how they can contact you if they want to reach out.
We got to interact. Well, they can contact me at 313-828-8976. We can talk about just about anything because I think I can be my own therapist. But, yeah, absolutely. Y'all can call me anytime, anywhere, you know. Leave a voice message, send a text, do whatever y'all got to do, and we can most definitely make some connections because, you know, we're power, and we don't understand the power that we possess, and that interaction is very important. I think interacting with each other and just them little tip or tats we can share going to get us to the next phase, you know, going to get us to the next mile. It's like if somebody want to go a mile, go 2 miles, you know, because it's going to benefit you. You know, and we've been trained to be so selfish, hiding and not sharing, and it stunts our growth. So the more we share and care, the further we're going to be. And that's just how I feel about it.
For sure.
The further we're going to be in life, the more we share and care.
This is podcast. It's your man's Q.
Q in the building.
Man, don't forget to shout your business out, man.
Oh, yeah, man. We do a lot of home remodeling. Things that they need, and we know how to get them done. We just here to help each other because we're going to help each other get to the next level. And anything y'all need done, man, just don't be shy to call or text. Even if it's just some encouragement, man. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen,
Captain.
Let's make
it happen.
Oh.